That's you focus with a U.
2TM Regional News, brought to you by the workshop at the Quality Hotel Powerhouse, where you can enjoy all-day dining every day of the year.
Good morning, I'm Liam Charles. A spat has broken out between the member for the Northern Tablelands and the National Farmers Federation, with Adam Marshall taking to the floor of the New South Wales Parliament to condemn the body over its stance on moving government departments to the bush. The NFF recently elected to vote against Barnaby Joyce's plan to shift the Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority to the regions, fearing such a move could result in a loss of agricultural expertise. Adam Marshall says the decision of the NFF to vote against transferring the AVPMA to the bush doesn't make any sense, given the move has already been locked in by Mr. Joyce to either Armidale or Toowoomba. The Nationals MP has also described the resolution as highly insulting to scientists working in the country.
As an organisation representing rural interests, they should want agricultural-based agencies and departments to be based in rural areas so they can better serve the people that they are there to work on behalf of. But also, the NFF really are quite insulting to the expertise and research capability that we have at the University of New England. We have some of the world's leading researchers in a wide variety of agricultural fields.
An Armidale bus company is making a desperate plea for those responsible for a series of rock attacks against its coaches to hand themselves in before someone dies. Operations manager at Edwards Coaches, James Cross, says five of his buses have